This is the Ethanol Report. As world leaders meet this week in Rome for a United Nations conference on food security and climate change, unfair blame has been leveled against the world biofuels industry as playing a major role in the food crisis. Renewable Fuels Association President Bob Dineen issued the following statement calling for fairness in considering all the factors in the situation.
Addressing issues of food security is a matter of great importance that can't be taken lightly. As world leaders meet in Rome this week to discuss the price and availability of food worldwide, it is critical that they examine all factors impacting food equally and without prejudice. They must agree on solutions that don't derail the one industry that has significantly reduced oil consumption while having little impact on the price of food, biofuels. It's unfortunate that preliminary statements from some of the world leaders and institutions seek to blame the world biofuels industry more than any other factor. This misguided assault is going to do nothing to bring the kind of food security required by millions of people around the world. As a matter of fact, the two commodities causing most of the concern, rice and wheat, are unrelated to biofuel production, as the FAO itself notes in documents prepared for this meeting. Most analysts recognize that skyrocketing oil prices, droughts, devastating storms, commodities speculations, and government policies, not biofuels, have been most responsible for driving up the price of those grains. Efforts to demonize biofuels will distract from the real issues that have pushed far too many people into hunger. Failure by nations and international organizations to address the ever-increasing demand for ever-depleting oil reserves or encourage increased agricultural productivity and efficiencies have set the stage for the food crisis in which we find ourselves. Without question, unabated skyrocketing oil prices is forcing the price of food out of reach for millions of people and making it impossible for food organizations to deliver much-needed aid. As much as 65% of food aid budgets is spent on transportation alone. It's simply impossible for farmers to produce reasonably priced food with unreasonably priced fuel. Rushing to condemn biofuels or to differentiate between those claimed to be more acceptable than others will only relegate the world to a continuation of the status quo. Vilification of an industry still evolving would further concentrate future power and wealth in the hands of oil suppliers and leave those importers of both oil and food in ever more dire straits. The biofuels industry being developed today all across the Americas, Europe, Africa, and Asia is laying the groundwork for a future industry that will provide greater economic, environmental, and energy security benefits for all peoples. The biofuels industry is hard at work, developing new methods and technologies to convert wood chips, switchgrass, and other cellulosic materials into ethanol to build on the existing starch-based industry. All of the crises the world faces, food, environmental, and economic, have a common cause, the unsustainable price of an ever-tightening supply of carbon-rich oil. Biofuels represent one way in which all the nations of the world can participate in shaping a more sustainable future. I encourage all the leaders attending this summit to be honest and forthright in assessing the factors contributing to the world food crisis. Any analysis that seeks to demonize biofuels is not aimed at solving the world's food crisis. Rather, consciously or not, those advocating a review of biofuels policy are playing into the hands of those who would keep us hooked on petroleum. This meeting presents an historic opportunity for the world to make hard choices about the future, and I strongly urge them to choose wisely.
Dineen says he believes representatives from the United States at the conference, including Secretary of Agriculture Ed Schaefer, will do a good job in addressing the misinformation about biofuels that has been causing global concern.
Secretary Schaefer and other USDA staff are going to be aggressively promoting the biofuels agenda and correcting a lot of the misinformation that is there in the world press. And we are confident that he will continue to point to the fact that it is other factors driving food price inflation today, not biofuels. And if the nation and the world is going to be serious about addressing climate change, addressing growing energy catastrophe across the globe, and addressing food price inflation, we cannot back away from our commitment to biofuels. I don't believe that Secretary Schaefer is going to be alone in that effort. I'm certain that Brazilian President Lula and other forward-looking leaders of the world will see that this demonization of biofuels is misguided.
The United Nations High-Level Conference on World Food Security, the Challenges of Climate Change and Bioenergy, will be held in Rome, Italy, June 3rd through the 5th. Besides Schaefer, other members of the U.S. delegation include U.S. Agency for International Development Administrator and Director of U.S. Foreign Assistance, Henrietta Fore, and Agriculture Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services, Dr. Mark Keenum. With the Ethanol Report, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.